Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 30 degrees, Joburg 28, Mbombela a high of 29.
A stationary vehicle in Roodepoort on the N1 northbound near the Albertina Sisulu Road exit. It is causing slow-moving traffic.
In your sport, 3 hours to go until South Africa take on New Zealand in a Champions Trophy semi-final, and Kaizer Chiefs bounce back with a league victory.
We start in the Free State, where 10 people were killed in a bus crash in the early hours of this morning.
Bus and a truck collided partial head-on and sideways. Some passengers were tripped.
Free State Emergency Services spokesperson Sipotoa says the crash was on the N6 near Redersburg, about 60 kilometres south of Bloemfontein. More than 20 other people were also injured. The bus is said to have come from the Eastern Cape and was en route to Gauteng. In Gauteng, a 55-year-old Nigerian national was arrested at the Owatambo International Airport on charges of drug trafficking. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says the suspect landed on a flight from Sao Paulo in Brazil before he was pulled aside by officials.
A medical x-ray later confirmed that he had ingested multiple bullets suspected to contain cocaine. The suspect is still in the process of releasing the bullets.
In Limpopo, Premier Popi Ramatuba says urgent measures are necessary to address security measures at the Tlarihani Tibet College outside Tsanin. Ramatuba visited the four students who were raped by an armed suspect in the residence of the Tibet College last week. Lesetja Khamakoro reports.
The Premier spokesperson Tidibari Mwaba.
Premier urged all the law enforcement agencies to leave no stone unturned in ensuring that this perpetrator is apprehended.
Limpopo's Provincial Police Commissioner Tembi Hatebe says they are following up on information that the suspect may have been killed in a suspected vigilante attack after he tried to break into a house. DNA tests are expected to confirm this identity soon. Lesetja Makura for Jacaranda FM News.
In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump declared,
America is back. It has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country.
Trump delivered his first address to Congress since returning to power in the longest presidential speech ever to lawmakers. In the 100-minute long speech, Trump vowed to press on with his bid to reshape the U.S. government and end the Ukraine war at whatever the cost. He conceded that the tariffs against China, Canada, and Mexico and retaliatory tariffs would bring a little disturbance to his country. And in Bangalore in India, an eager movie buff went to court, accusing the cinema of showing too many commercials before the main movie. He counted them. There were 17 ads, and he said that led to the movie then ending 30 minutes later than scheduled. Part of this case in court was that he suffered mental agony because he missed an important work call due to the movie running late. The court sided with the man, and the cinema had to pay his legal costs. He told CNN afterwards he wants businesses to think twice about the ways in which they waste their customers' time.
Hey. Yeah, listen. And there are many other examples. Many other examples of how our time is wasted.
Oh, yeah.
People presume that they can give you... I'm not going to mention platforms and stuff because there is the option of not having the ads.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Most of us are just too stingy. I am.
I am too.
But also, here's a question. Just a rhetorical question. Is there a person who doesn't skip? Are there people? Yeah. Are there literally people who go online and then the ads come and then when it's time to skip it, that goes, no, I am intrigued. I want to know more.
I don't know that I'm intrigued, but if I am maybe distracted,
yes,
then I will just let the whole ad play.
Then you just watch the whole ad. You're a sad
and that
person.
Happened to me this morning.
No.
Waiting for Donald Trump's speech. There was an ad that came up.
You sat through the whole thing.
Okay, but it was early in the morning, and I think.